أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. This is the second ayah of Surah An-Nur. And as discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some pertinent matters with regards to modesty, with regards to zina, with regards to interrelationship and intermingling with the opposite gender, etc. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the first of these laws, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the fornicatress and the fornicator, فَجْرِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا Lash each one of them 100 jaldatin, 100 lashes. One or two very important aspects before we discuss the ayat in itself. One is that we will find that in this deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us the severity of the rule, the severity of an action, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put rules into place, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on many instances discusses the punishment. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the punishment to the discretion of the Islamic hukumat, the Islamic government. Either the governor or the qazi, the judge, will decide on whatever punitive measures that need to be taken, and that in the terminology of the shariat is called ta'zir. Then we will get those type of punishments which is called the hudud, which means the had, which means the penal law, the punitive measure that has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was then illustrated to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that, once a person has been convicted, and that conviction also, very stringent laws need to be followed in the shariat insofar as witnesses, etc. are concerned. But once the conviction takes place, then there is no one that can turn back that decision. There is no one that can reverse that decision. That decision will then take place, and then the law that has been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have to be implemented. Insofar as that is concerned, we will find one is the law of stealing, that if a person stole, and again, witnesses, secondly, there is a minimum amount which a person steals for his hands to get cut off. And then once that person is convicted, then obviously there is no one that can turn that around. There is no one that can reverse that. The qazi had found the person guilty beyond any doubt whatsoever. The circumstances were all there. The witnesses were there. Then obviously the law will have to be implemented. Like that we have the law of zina or the had of zina. Then we'll come back to that. Then we have the law of qazaf or the had of qazaf. The penal law has been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few ayats later we will discuss that. And then we will find that if a person was intoxicated, a person was drunk, then we will find that there is a had for that also, that has been prescribed by the shariat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prescribed it, and sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had thereafter followed suit. So with regards to this ayat here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the 100 lashes. The first thing we need to clear our minds about is that this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has prescribed. This falls within the category and the law of the hudud or the had of the shariat, the penal law that has been prescribed and described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punitive measure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described. So obviously the procedure will be according to the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter when a person is convicted, then obviously the punishment will also be have to carried out according to the law of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One very important issue and matter that comes to mind here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about the fornicatress and the fornicator. We all understand the English language, and we all know that a fornicator is that person, or refers to that person who is unmarried, male or female, who had committed zina, who had committed adultery. The Quran Kareem here in this particular place doesn't seem to have spoken about that person who is married, male or female, and then they committed zina. What is the rule with regards to that? Now we find many, many ahadith of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this lies in the beauty of the deen of Islam. The reality is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his time, there were people that were guilty of having committed zina whilst they were married, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam implemented the law of rajam. Rajam means that the male or female who is married and had committed zina will be then stoned to death, obviously after the procedure. We will find in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with this Quran. In other words, the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam containing the truth. There is no doubt in the truth of the Quran Kareem. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had implemented the law of rajam. That in his time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had he found anyone guilty of having committed zina, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam implemented the law of that person being stoned to death. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes further and he says that there is an ayah. In other words, a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was revealed. We had learned this ayah, we had known this ayah, we recited it and we understood it. And hence, the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stoned to death a married person who had committed zina, we will also stone to death a married person that had committed zina. Thereafter, the Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also said that that law or that verse in which Rasulullah, which became the precedence for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the source for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is known to us. Had I not had any fear that people would have confuse that with the ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, then I would have insisted that it be written in the margin of the Qur'an Kareem. Now there are very, very important aspects here, but perhaps the most important aspect is this, that we will find that the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the practical implementation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a very, very important source for us insofar as the implementation of the law of the Sharia is concerned. One is the Kitabullah, the Qur'an Kareem, and then we will find the Sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We'll just terminate with this here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about the fornicators, and Allah ta'ala says the fornicators, the fornicator, both of them, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا, then lash each one of them, مِئَةَ جَلْدَةٍ, 100 lashes. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the female first, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the male, because there are various reasons. Amongst the reason, one reason is this, that perhaps because the female being the weaker gender, it could have struck the mind of an individual and a person that that female will be let loose insofar as this law of implementation of 100 lashes is concerned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions her first, so that that doubt also leaves the mind of a person. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always kept more modesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept more shamefulness in a woman, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows here that insofar as the act of zina is concerned, and this is in a community and a society that is obviously on the natural inclination of a human, and practices upon that humanity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept natural within a person, that a female more unlikely will go towards zina than a male, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of her first. Inshallah, we will continue. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.